This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Two U.S. astronauts splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico Sunday after a two-month flight to the International Space Station aboard the commercially developed SpaceX spacecraft Crew Dragon. Astronauts Robert Behnken and Douglas Hurley lifted off to space from Florida in May in the first time a commercially developed spacecraft had carried humans to orbit. Hurley and Behnken, both married to astronauts, departed the International Space Station on Saturday night. They awoke to a recording of their young children urging them to rise and shine and saying, "We can't wait to see you." The capsule slowed from an orbital speed of 28,000 kilometers per hour to just 560 during re-entry into the atmosphere, and finally to 24 kilometers per hour at splashdown. Until the SpaceX launch, the U.S. had relied in recent years on Russian rockets to send its astronauts to the space station. The private company is planning its next launch near the end of September, sending four astronauts to the space station for 6 months. The White House and top congressional Democrats remain at odds Sunday over the scope of more assistance for 30 million American workers left unemployed by the coronavirus pandemic. In back-to-back appearances on ABC's This Week, news show House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the leader of the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives, and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin sparred over how much new aid the national government should approve beyond less generous state unemployment benefits. 4 months of $600 a week extra national benefits expired on Friday. Pelosi and other Democrats want to extend the payments through the end of the year, while the White House initially wanted to cut the extra aid to $200 a week while working toward a package that would pay workers a